Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, humpty yumpty umpty. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Raina get revenge on a man, Chase, say aye.
Aye.
Raina, good morning.
Morning.
So we hear you need some revenge on your husband, Chase?
I do. I got to get him back for screwing up my son's life.
Oh, okay.
How did he do that?
Well, not entirely, but hear me out. Our son's name is Richard. He comes from a generation of Chase's dad and his grandfather, his great-grandfather. They're all named Richard. So we named him Richard, and we just moved out to East Valley for a job change, and I had him enroll him in school. And the nickname that they have for the Richards in our family is Dickie. And so it seems my husband enrolled him as Dickie instead of Richard.
You're lying to me. You are lying to me.
He enrolled him in school as Dickie?
Yeah, so I had no idea. So I'm getting these emails, like, for Dickie's parents, like, dear Dickie's mom. And I'm like, what is this? Like, and I asked him if he did. I was like, you know, you enrolled him. Didn't you enroll him as Richard? And he's like, yeah, I enrolled him as Richard. And I'm like, why are they calling him Dickie then?
Yeah, so let me get this right then. So
yeah.
You clearly don't like the name Dickie.
No, I think for obvious reasons.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, girl.
I don't
girl.
Like that name for my son.
It's pretty obvious.
So, yeah, Richard is a solid name. You could even call him, you know, Richie.
Yeah.
Rich.
Right.
Rich, Ricky sounds
my
fantastic.
He's like a stickler for tradition, but this tradition is going to make my son a laughingstock at a school.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all here for supporting all different types of names, but that is just setting him up for bullying.
Yeah, so you know, I confronted him about it, and he totally denied it. So I'd like to just get some revenge on him and see if you guys can give him a call and tell him that Richard's getting kicked out of school because his enrollment papers don't match his legal documents.
Girl, that's so extreme, but
what?
I'm kind of here for it.
Girl.
It's like, who is this kid, you know?
Right. Okay.
Who is Dickie? Oh, my God. Hashtag. Oh, my God.
I'm here for that. Okay, well, let's get his number, and we'll mess with him. When you think he's had enough, then you jump in on the call, okay, Raina?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Calling Chase about his son, Lil Dickie. Up next, that cupcake call. Morning Mess. Morning Mess here. Cupcake call. In effect, we spoke to Raina, who's upset at her husband, Chase, ruining their son's life in her words. Basically, there was a big argument when their son was first born on what to name him. He wanted to name him after his grandfather, named Richard. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
The only thing that Raina realized, Lil Richard, the family used the nickname Dickie, and they call him Dickie in the family. So when they registered him in school, Chase wrote that down in enrollment, and so now the teachers and the kids call him Dickie. Raina's on the line. Hello, Raina.
Hey.
You're highly upset about this.
Not happy.
I can't even imagine, girl. This is setting up your son for a whole lot of torment from the kids. Yeah, because I can see how, like, maybe like 50, 60 years ago, that wasn't as big of a deal to go by that name, but in 2020, no.
No.
Do you call him Richie?
I call him Richard.
Okay.
What a shocker.
Right. So this part of the show is basically people seeking revenge. So you want us to pretend like we're the school, call up your husband and tell him that your son is getting suspended because his name isn't the proper name, isn't his government name. Am I getting
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, because the names don't match on his documents.
All right, we're going to mess with him. And Carla, if you need help from Principal Nacho, let me know. I'm here.
I have a feeling I will.
Okay. Here we go.
speaking to Chase?
Yes.
Hello, are you Dickie's dad?
Yeah, I am Dickie's dad.
Hi. Okay, not to alarm you, my name is Jessica. I'm a nurse over at the school. How are you today?
I'm fine. Is he okay?
No, he is fine, I hope. Let me kind of explain the situation here. So he came in with a minor headache, nothing crazy. I was going to go ahead and check his medical records and take the liberty to give him children's Tylenol.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah.
Well, thank you for saying that, because as I was looking up his medical records, nothing was popping up under Dickie. So it appears that you have registered him incorrectly in the school, or that this is not his real name and you have been presenting false documentation.
No. It's Dickie. That's his name.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, we're looking at the records here, and I'm looking up all the medical. It's not popping up. I'm typing in his social security number twice, and it's not happening. And if this is the case, sir, unfortunately, we're at the start of the semester. We're going to have to go ahead and pull him from the classroom, because he cannot be here if he is not legally allowed to.
What? No, this is ridiculous.
It's per policy of the school, sir, so I think I'm going to either need you to come down here and set the record straight with his actual birth certificate, or we're kind of going to have a problem.
No, there's no problem. Look, this is really not that big a deal. Yes, his real name is Richard, but we call him Dickie. Dickie's like a nickname for Richard, Dickie.
So you tried to legally sign up your son with his nickname at school.
This is ridiculous. It's not really that big a deal. Look, I don't even know why I'm speaking to the nurse about this. Can I speak to,
sir,
the principal or something?
You know what? You're clearly flustered, and honestly, it kind of sounds like you got caught up in a lie. I'm going to patch you through to the principal, but I'm going to also keep a very close eye on Dickie as well. Give me 1 second.
Give me the principal. Keep an eye on me. Call me a liar?
Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. Is this Chase?
Yes, this is Chase. This is Dickie's dad.
Okay. This is Principal Nacho.
Principal Nacho?
Yes, with two O's. So, listen, what's going on? We see that we registered your son as Dickie?
Yes, that's his name. Yeah, Dickie.
Okay, well, I just talked to Nurse Jessica here. It's not registered, or we're not finding him with the Social Security. So, did you make this up? Is this truly your son?
No. That's a ridiculous question. Of course it's my son. Look, his real name is Richard, and we call him Dickie. I explained this.
Is this a sick joke?
It better not be a sick joke.
Dickie or pants, man. Why would you...
Principal Nacho, that's not right.
Well, Dickie from his name is Richard. How do you get Dickie from Richard, sir?
Because you... Oh, for God's sake. You're the principal?
Your name is Chase?
Yeah.
What if I called you Cheese? Oh,
God. Well, Cheese is not my name.
I still don't see how you get Dickie from Richard, sir.
Principal Nacho.
How do we know that this is your son?
Because I brought him to school and I registered him, and he's
We
there.
Need you to prove it, sir. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach over to your son. I'm going to ask him what his favorite color is. If you know it, then obviously this is your son, okay?
Oh.
Hold on right there.
I know his favorite color.
Okay, what's Dickie's favorite color?
His favorite color is blue.
That's wrong. He said red.
He did not say red.
Obviously, you're lying, sir.
No.
Who is this boy?
You can't call me a liar.
Where's Richard?
What?
Sir. Sir.
What?
Sir.
What?
Where is Richard?
He is Richard, and he is Dickie.
So what you're saying is, just to confirm, you registered this boy as Dickie.
Yes, I did, because that's what he likes. He likes that name. He likes his... I'm sorry, did that nurse get back on?
No, sir. Actually, that's your wife on the line.
Raina?
You told me you registered him as Richard, and you don't know how they got Dickie.
Maybe we should talk about that tonight, but could you please, honey, just tell them that Dickie's
our son. We got a lot of it. So, listen, Chase, we got to let you know something. You're actually live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your wife called us up and wanted to catch you up in a little lie. You told her and promised her that you registered your son as Richard, but obviously you didn't.
So tell me the truth. Is our Dickie in trouble?
Well, it depends. Does it burn when you pee?
Oh, my God! Jelly, stop! Ew!
Come on, now. This
is... Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.